Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And we want to thank you for joining us for the second day of our lesson, Eat for Energy. We're glad that you joined us today because we haven't finished talking about important foods that you could eat so that you can have energy. Yesterday we were talking about what happens when your mind starts to wander when you're working. And then the pain in your stomach reminds you that you need to get back to work, but you need energy. Well, Nathaniel, what can you do?
Well, one thing that you can do is to make sure that you drink enough water. Water keeps your cells working as they should and also allows you to absorb the things that you need for your body.
That's right. So water is one thing we talked about yesterday, but Carolyn, what was the other kind of food that you could have?
Well, you could also have a little snack by eating some almonds. Almonds are great for protein, which helps to give you energy. And almonds also contain omega-3 fatty acids, which are great for your heart and help you to stay focused. So you could have almonds or drink a glass of water.
Well, maybe you want to go and get a glass of water, a bag of almonds right now, and enjoy the second part of our lesson today. Let's get started with the first reading, Eat for Energy.
Eat for Energy. Fruit. Fruit of all kinds contain healthy carbohydrates, which will raise your energy level quickly. They have fiber, which will fill you up, and lots of vitamins. Bananas make especially good snacks because they have lots of potassium. This important mineral keeps your nerves and muscles working well. Whole grains. Whole wheat, oats, and brown rice give you fiber, good carbohydrates, and vitamins. They provide energy that will stay with you until your next meal.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Does fruit really give us more energy? Is chocolate really good for us? We'll find out in day two of our health article. Before we begin, let's take a look at the vocabulary. Vitamin. Vitamin is a noun. Fruit and vegetables are important because they contain lots of vitamins. Mineral. Mineral is a noun. The mineral iron is found in food like spinach and beef. Yogurt. Yogurt is a noun. Lynn ate yogurt with fruit for breakfast. Benefit. Benefit is a noun. Saving money is just one benefit of walking instead of taking the bus. Your more information words are carbohydrate. Carbohydrate is a noun. Potassium. Potassium is a noun. Cacao. Cacao is a noun. Sounds interesting. Let's learn more in the article.
So this is the third suggestion of something that you can eat or drink to give you some energy. Fruit. Fruit of all kinds contain healthy carbohydrates, which will raise your energy level quickly. So we have this word carbohydrates, and we just want to learn about that a little bit more. What's the most important thing to know about carbohydrates, Carolyn?
Well, a carbohydrate can also be called a carb, very commonly in English, and it's just something that gives your body more energy. So lots of breads, grains, rice have lots of carbohydrates, and your body uses this to stay energized.
That's right, and carbs or carbohydrates can also be found in sugar or different things made from sugar, like desserts. They often have carbohydrates. And of course, after you eat a nice sweet dessert, you might feel a boost of energy.
Okay, and I think there's a little bit more for us to learn about fruit in the information cloud.
Our lesson today tells us that fruit of all kinds contain healthy carbohydrates. Have you ever wondered why it's written fruit and not fruits?
Well, although it's true that both fruit and fruits are acceptable plural forms, most native English speakers prefer the singular form. For example, fruit is delicious in the summertime.
And if I say fruits are delicious in the summertime, it would not be considered wrong, but it just sounds kind of scientific.
Yes, I agree, Ken. If you're a botanist who studies different varieties of fruit, then you might call different berries and nuts fruits.
So fruit is the overall description, and if you want to refer to individual types or names of fruit, you can use fruits with an S.
Right. Now, Ken, there is another place where the plural fruits is used, and that is when you use fruit as a symbol, as in the fruits of my labor.
Right. In that usage, fruit is no longer what's harvested from trees, but a symbol. Fruits means benefits in that expression.
So the next time you can't decide whether to use fruit or fruits, go with fruit. It's what most people say.
今天的课文讲到 fruit of all kinds contain healthy carbohydrates, 各种水果含有健康的碳水化合物。 为什么各种水果 这里用 fruit 而不是 fruits 复数呢? 这是因为一般说来 水果是当作不可数名词 不加 s。 比如说 fruit is delicious in the summertime, 若是加了 s, fruits are delicious in the summertime, 听起来有点像一个科学家在用专门的术语在做报告。 但有一个地方我们一定会用到fruits, the fruits of my labor, 这是一句惯用语, 劳动的果实, 指的呢就是努力的成果。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Continuing in the article, the next sentence says, they have fiber, which will fill you up, and lots of vitamins. So fruit has fiber and vitamins as well. Now, vitamins is an important word today because it is a word bank word that we want to talk about. What should we know about vitamins, Gabe?
Well, something is that we need all kinds of vitamins. Our bodies need every kind of vitamin. A lot of vitamins come from things like animals and plants. And of course, maybe you can think of some vitamins, like vitamin C. You can eat or drink lemonade and get some vitamin C. That's very important if you want to stay away from getting a cold. What else do we know about vitamins, Carolyn?
That's right. Well, fruits are filled with vitamins, many different kinds, but one kind they don't have is B12. B12 is a vitamin that is only found in animals. So if you don't eat a lot of meat, you might want to take a vitamin, which is just a small pill usually, and it will give you the B12 if you need more of it.
Yes, vitamins are something else that your body cannot make itself, so you have to eat them. Okay, now we have another specific fruit that is mentioned. What is that fruit, Gabe?
The fruit we see here is banana. We find that bananas make especially good snacks because they have lots of potassium. So, of course, if you like bananas, then this is great. And they make especially good snacks. Let's take a look at that phrase there. If something makes especially good something, it makes a good something. You could use this phrase in another way. You could say, songs make good English lessons. You can listen to songs just for fun, or you can learn to listen to English songs and learn something new. But Carolyn, how else could you use that phrase?
Well, you might be thinking about getting a pet, and oh, what kind of pet should I get? Well, dogs make especially good pets. So do cats. So they make good pets. How else can you use this, Nathaniel?
Well, I was thinking of possibly talking about a writer. You might say that his books make for good movies or make good movies. Mm-hmm. I like when they make movies out of his books. Okay, the next sentence of this article says, this important mineral keeps your nerves and muscles working well. Now, of course, this important mineral is potassium. And now we want to talk about this word, mineral. Mineral is another word bank word for today. And what is important about minerals, Carolyn?
Well, minerals are natural substances found in nature, such as salt or coal or even gold. These are all different kinds of minerals. What else do you know about them, Gabe?
Well, most minerals come from things like soil or water. So you found out that vitamins come mainly from plants and animals. Minerals come from the earth, like soil and water. Now, you don't need every kind of mineral, but you do need all kinds of vitamins. But we do find out that potassium is a great mineral that is found in bananas. So if you want some energy, do have a banana.
Okay, so we've talked about fruit. Now let's talk about the next example, which is whole grains. First sentence of this section says, whole wheat, oats, and brown rice give you fiber, good carbohydrates, and vitamins. A lot of words that we've seen there already. Do you eat much whole grain, Carolyn?
Well, usually if I have a sandwich, I try to use whole grain bread instead of white bread because it does have more fiber and it's a little bit better for you. Now, if we continue in the article, it says they provide energy that will stay with you until your next meal. And this is important if you do not want to feel hungry later in the afternoon.
Okay, these are some great suggestions. Maybe you should consider them, but right now let's go to the language lab and talk to Michelle.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们来看的是 carbohydrate 这个名词。Carbohydrate 是指碳水化合物，简称 carb, C-A-R-B。例如 ,Henry's doctor suggested that he eat a diet high in carbs. Henry 的医生建议他采取含大量碳水化合物的饮食。或者是 Ray is diabetic, so he should control his intake of carbohydrates. Ray 患有糖尿病，所以他要控制碳水化合物的吸收量。接下来我们看的是 vitamin 这个名词 ,vita 这个字根有生命的意思，所以 vitamin 是指维生素或者是维他命。例如 cherries are rich in vitamin C, 樱桃富含有维他命 C, 或者是 Nancy bought a lot of vitamin supplements for her parents, Nancy 替爸爸妈妈买了很多维他命的补充品。或者是 vitamin A deficiency can affect one's sight, 缺乏维生素 A 可能会影响一个人的视力。
Well, we're talking all about food that you can eat for energy. And today we've learned a little bit about fruit and whole grains. Of course, you know that fruit can have a lot of fiber in it, carbohydrates, it has minerals, and the vitamins that you need, like potassium. I also have heard that apples can give you longer lasting energy than a cup of coffee can. So maybe next time you're considering which you should have for energy, just take an apple instead. Well, we have a lot more to learn, so let's continue.
Eat for energy. For a snack, try a sandwich on whole wheat bread or whole grain cereal sprinkled over yogurt. And speaking of yogurt, Greek yogurt. All yogurt is great for digestion, but thick Greek yogurt has extra protein for longer-lasting energy. Dark chocolate. There's nothing wrong with enjoying an occasional treat, especially if it's chocolate. Chocolate provides minerals like iron that can increase your energy. But aim for chocolate that's at least 70% cacao. It provides more health benefits and less sugar.
Okay, thank you very much. And now, there are some different ways to get whole grains in your diet and what you eat. What are some of those suggestions in the next sentence, Carolyn?
Well, it says, for a snack, Try a sandwich on whole wheat bread or whole grain cereal sprinkled over yogurt. So you could try a healthier whole grain sandwich, which is something I like to do, or even put whole grain cereal on top of yogurt instead of in a bowl of milk. And we see this word yogurt, and it is from our word bank today. Let's talk about yogurt. Gabe, what is yogurt?
What is yogurt? Well, it's something made from milk. It's kind of a process. You have to leave the milk out in a good way, and you add different things to it so that it becomes a little thicker, sometimes a little more tangy or sour. But yogurt is very good. It's actually quite delicious. There are many different kinds of yogurt, and you can even freeze yogurt to taste like ice cream when you have frozen yogurt. Some people like frozen yogurt more than ice cream. But what else could you say about this word yogurt, Nathaniel?
Well, what Gabe said is true. Sometimes yogurt is kind of sour, or tart, we might say, and sometimes we put fruit in it so that it isn't quite so sour. But there are other things that you can do with yogurt as well. You see, the end of this section says, and speaking of yogurt, and next it's going to talk about Greek yogurt. But let's talk about that way of speaking first. Speaking of yogurt, what exactly is meant by using that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, it means that, oh, well, we've already started talking about this word yogurt. So we are speaking of yogurt already, and we want to introduce some more about that topic. How else can you use this phrase, Gabe?
Well, speaking of food, you guys, I'm getting hungry. Or we're talking about energy. Speaking of energy, I need exercise. Exercise will give me energy, and I haven't exercised very much recently. Speaking of these things, I need to do something else. How else would you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, I might say, speaking of the time, I think we better continue with the lesson. Okay, so the next section is about Greek yogurt. And the first sentence says, all yogurt is great for digestion. Okay, so what is different about Greek yogurt? I mean, we have normal yogurt that we already talked about. How is Greek yogurt different?
Well, it's from Greece. No. I mean, really, the difference is thick Greek yogurt has extra protein for longer lasting energy. So if you want that energy that lasts for a longer time and it's a little healthier for you, Greek yogurt is the way to go. Carolyn, do you ever eat Greek yogurt?
Well, there was a time when I ate a lot of Greek yogurt, and I often put some honey in it to make it a little bit sweeter because it can be a little tart or sour. Now, this next section is one that I'm very happy to see here. It is chocolate, specifically dark chocolate. And how does it continue, Nathaniel?
Well, the first sentence says, there's nothing wrong with enjoying an occasional treat, a treat every once in a while, especially if it's chocolate. I think most of us can agree with that, wouldn't you say, Gabe?
That's right. I think most people do like chocolate. I like chocolate of all kinds. I love almonds, and I love chocolate-covered almonds. And we find here that there's nothing wrong with enjoying this. You see that phrase, there's nothing wrong with. You could also use that to talk about other things. There's nothing wrong with playing video games. You just want to do that in moderation. There's nothing wrong with resting, but you don't want to become lazy. Well, how else could we use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, we could use that phrase by saying something like, there's nothing wrong with using a little extra money to do something that is relaxing every once in a while. You need to do something like that to keep your spirit or attitude up sometimes. Okay, the next sentence says, chocolate provides minerals like iron that can increase your energy. So there we're seeing minerals again, and we can get that in chocolate. How about the next sentence, Carolyn?
It says, but aim for chocolate that's at least 70% cacao, which is what chocolate is made from. So you want something that's rich in cacao, the original part of chocolate, not lots of sugar, because it provides more health benefits and less sugar. So that's important. And we see a word here, benefits, that we want to talk about. Nathaniel, can you tell us a little bit about benefits?
Well, a benefit is a good thing or an advantage that you might receive from something. I could also use it as a verb. I would benefit if the meeting were earlier, but it's not very good for others. How else could you use this word, Gabe?
Well, that's right. People benefit from reading books. Of course, that is a great way to learn or improve in the language you want to learn, is to read more. That will really benefit you. It will be a good benefit for you. Well, let's continue by enjoying a review skit and then going to see Michelle in the language lab.
Hey, Josie. What are you doing here? It's the middle of the afternoon. Shouldn't you be at work?
Yeah, but I've been working hard all day. And now...
And now you can't keep your eyes open.
That's right. And my mind is starting to wander.
You need a snack.
Yes, that's why I'm here at your convenience store. Let's see.
Well, wait. Don't just grab any snack.
No?
No, stop and think. You need healthy, long-lasting energy.
Let's see.
You need water. Your body needs it to keep your cells working.
Oh, water. Okay.
Yes. Oh, and almonds. These little treats are full of protein, fiber, and good fats.
Oh!
They help you focus.
Almonds!
Yes. Oh, and fruit is always good. It will raise your energy level and fill you up, and it has vitamins.
Okay, fruit is good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and don't forget whole grains. They provide energy that will stay with you until your next meal. How about a sandwich?
Oh, good idea.
Oh, yogurt is good too. It's great for digestion. And the Greek yogurt has extra protein.
Oh, okay. Yogurt.
Oh, and my favorite, dark chocolate.
Ooh, dark chocolate?
That's right. There's nothing wrong with enjoying an occasional treat. And chocolate provides iron and minerals.
Great! I love chocolate! Wow, there are so many high-energy snacks! So which one should I choose?
Choose them all!
Oh, okay! I'll take them all.
That's great. That will be $57. Cash or charge?
Oh.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 yogurt 这个名字。yogurt 就是优格，例如 plain yogurt 是指原味的 yogurt， 或者是 this low-fat yogurt tastes as delicious as the regular kind， 这种低脂的 yogurt 吃起来跟一般的 yogurt 一样好吃，或者是 because yogurt contains active cultures， it is especially good for digestion， 由于 yogurt 具有活菌，所以对消化特别有帮助。所以我们来看的是 benefits 这个名词。benefit 是指益处或好处。例如 one of the benefits of getting up early is having a little more time than others. 早起的好处之一是比别人争取到一点点更多的时间。benefit 也指福利。例如 the employees here enjoy great benefits including an annual bonus and free health insurance. 这里的员工享受优厚的福利包括年度红利以及免费的医疗保险。Now it's time to go back to our teachers.
Over the past 2 days, we've heard a lot of tips about different foods and drinks that can give us extra energy. But when do you feel like you need an extra little bit of energy, Carolyn?
Well, sometimes I've had a long day at work, just sitting in front of a computer, and when I get home, I'm almost too tired to even try to make dinner. So maybe I should have a small snack, like some almonds, and drink a glass of water, and then I'll have enough energy to get a few more things done. What about you, Gabe?
Well, that does sound like a good appetizer, almonds before dinner. Sometimes I feel like I have a little bit of energy, actually just after lunch, because I've eaten so much and I just want to go to sleep. So maybe I could maybe pop in a few almonds or have a piece of fruit right after lunch.
Okay, well, we hope that you all give these suggestions a try, and we'll see you next time on Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Who's banging? What do you want?
Let me in. Quick. Huck was nearly crying.
Is that Huckleberry Finn? All right, boys, let him in. Let's see what the trouble is.
3 minutes later, the old man and his sons, carrying guns, started up the hill. Huck went with them to show them the way, but he stopped 50 meters before the place where he had heard the two men. He hid behind a rock while the Welshman and his sons went on. Suddenly there was a great banging of guns, and then a cry. Huck didn't wait any longer. He ran down the hill as fast as he could. Just before daylight on Sunday morning, Huck knocked gently on the old Welshman's door.
Who's there?
Please let me in. It's only Huck Finn.
It's a name that can open this door at any time. Come in, boy, and welcome.
They were strange words to Huckleberry Finn's ears. He couldn't remember ever being welcome before.
Breakfast nearly ready,
said the old man.
I'll tell you what happened. You showed us where to go, so we went as quietly as we could. But then I stood on a dry stick, and we heard them running away. We used our guns, but we don't think any of our bullets hit them. They fired twice at us, but their bullets missed us. When we couldn't hear them anymore, we went down and woke the sheriff. He got a number of men together, and they've gone to guard the widow and watch the river bank. As soon as it's light, they're going to search the forest. My boys are with them.
He looked closely at Huck.
You look really ill, boy. There's a bed for you after breakfast.